I've already seen that in many ways. Anyways, verse 6, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? And I just want to go back. You notice how he says he judged it already. He's judged the person. But he didn't judge them whether or not he would be saved or not. Now that's definitely unsaved behavior. And he is saying a certain judgment has to proceed forth on them. But then again, he still was not judging it before its time. You know, that's why it's like when people are still breathing, I would never judge them in the sense of they're never going to be saved or they're not, you know. Because even if it's, I were to say, well, they're not saved because of what they believe, like Paul before his conversion. But remember, salvation comes from before the foundation of the world. Those who are saved in Christ Jesus from when he began the work in his purposes. They're already declared just. Your glorying is not good, verse 6 says. Not good to glory. Not in this. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? A little bit of corruption makes the whole thing corrupt. That's the whole concept of leaven in the New Testament. The New Testament has this concept from Jesus started, you know, beware the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It's the doctrine he was talking about there. Now here it's talking about this sort of, you allow these sins to go on without dealing with them. Okay? It's in all manner of things. I mean, whatever you let into the body affects the whole body. That's why you don't have half-leavened bread. You have either leavened or unleavened. You just put a little bit of leaven in, the whole becomes leavened. You know, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a couple of measures of leaven that were hidden into a whole bunch of wheat. And it was mixed in till the whole thing became leavened. And that's the way it is with doctrine. A little bit of false doctrine makes your whole ministry corrupt, makes your Jesus an idol, and it turns everything upside down and off its head. Now some people are going to say, well, Paul, you know, yes. And it's funny because people will be all like, you know, they got their, you know, I think of like the Bible Answer Man and those guys like that, you know, and they'll be all sticklers about these points over here. Oh, you have to have the Trinity, and oh, you have to have this, and you have to have that. But then the things that they've declared aren't so important. Well, you know. Now, I agree, there are certain doctrines that aren't important. But there are several that are, you know, pertaining to, they're always pertaining to foundational things. We talked about that. The resurrection of the dead, faith towards God, repentance from dead works, the judgment, eternal judgment. Things pertaining to that are essential. They are essentials because without them, when you so corrupt the doctrine, if you don't have the doctrine of Christ, you don't have Christ. That's what the Apostle John taught. Whosoever abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. You cannot transgress and abide not in his doctrine. A little heresy goes a long way. That's why heretics will not inherit the kingdom of God. We have to have pure doctrine. That doesn't necessarily mean we know everything. What it means is that everything we know is pure, unspotted from doctrines of men and commandments of men. Try to, you know, I hope you, when as I teach, I hope you understand that which I'm saying by permission and that which I'm saying by the Spirit of God. When I start talking about my life, and so I'm just telling you, I'm just using reflection so you understand sometimes how you look at the scriptures and you reflect back on yourself. You use it like a mirror to judge yourself. Again, Paul says, I judge not my own self, but at other times I know he says, you'll judge yourself whether you be in the faith. I don't know if he says judge specifically, but I know there's a certain degree to which, you know, we are to walk circumspectly, which is a form of judgment. You know, again, you know, don't mince words with me here. Relatively speaking, you're supposed to judge things and yourself. But not in the sense of like, I'm a prophet of God. I think when I put my crown on in the heavens, it'll have, 16, 17. You know, they start counting the jewels in their crown before they're even there. It's unseemly. You know, that's what he's talking about, like, who's the greatest apostle? Who's the greatest disciple? What are we in God? Wood, hay, stubble, gold? I can't judge that now. I just got to do what God's given me to do. I got to do the works. And I'll see what abides when I get to the altar. The day will declare what it was. Well, these are things built on the foundation. But again, a little corruption, a little rapture, a little eternal torture. A little Trinity, a little, you know, marrying yourself to the secular powers, a little sin in the church makes the whole church sinful. Well, that's too steep. Well, that's the way it is. It depends on, you know, God is going to have a church that is sinless and pure. But don't just declare it. And I was like, well, our church is sinless. If it isn't really that way, you're just deceiving yourself. See? Verse 7, purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Again, that's what I say. It's like the whole thing is about doctrine. And is it, you know, what is it about the man who sinned? Is it the fact that he was sinful? Is that the leaven? Well, no, I don't think that's as much the leaven. Though I did just say that before, okay? But now I'm going to think of it. I'm thinking of it differently now because I like leaven. Leaven, Jesus taught his doctrine, okay? I'm going to try to stick with that now. Though it can be other things, I suppose. Because corruption works its way through. But the idea, but I think the main problem was how they dealt with it. You know, this, they were glorying and yet they had not dealt with this problem. This fornication. They did not deal with it as they ought to have dealt with it. And so, and that's the leaven. They didn't judge it right. Just let it slide. What's a little fornication?